T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Show and Vern live from the 82nd annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball Championship here at the Muni. With you until 2 o'clock. Plenty of baseball talk coming your way over the next 4 hours. Also, before the end of this hour, we will give you a chance to join us down here at the NAIA tournament. We'll give you a 4-pack of tickets to the semifinals coming up on Monday night. So stay tuned. 10 o'clock hour, your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Monday night edition of the NAIA tournament, the semifinals again. So that's coming up a little bit later. We talked about it yesterday, and I went into detail about Danny Duffy, about how I found myself still upset or disappointed or judgmental. Judgmental is really the word I should use. How I found myself still being judgmental. Judgmental when Duffy didn't have the reaction that I wanted a player of his talents to have. I thought I was honest, took you through my thought process, how I was wrong, what I was right about. Because it dated back to Duffy being classic Danny Duffy, being very complimentary of Brad Keller and calling him the best pitcher on the team. But I realized that, look, the dude's 30 now, talking about Duffy. It's no longer a he thing. It's a me thing. He's not Bob Gibson. Get over it. He's not Madison Bumgarner. He's not one of those consistent killers on and off the mound. Right, he's a guy that admits his flaws, that never claims to be perfect. He's basically the same dude as the one that showed up in Kansas City 9 years ago. I mean, he's more mature, yes, of course. He's a man now, but the same heart. Basically the same dude at the core. So we talk about that yesterday on the show, and then last night after the show, I see that Danny Duffy signs off of Twitter, deletes all his tweets. Third time he's done this, and he mentioned that it was the third time he's had to sign off of Twitter and quit Twitter. The third time he's done it in 9 years. Two things. First of all, Twitter's not that big of a deal, right? I try to tell a lot of people in my life that Twitter is not that big of a deal. Twitter reminds me of high school. It reminds me of high school in that when you're in it, you think it's the whole world. Your self-worth becomes tied to your persona within that world. When in reality, it's only a fraction of the people that you will ultimately encounter in your life. So yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of Twitter. I'm on it. I have a lot more followers than Ron and Serta. A lot more than them combined, really, if you want me to mention it.
But we all want to quit Twitter at some point. It's more, I think Facebook's a lot worse. I mean, read through some of the Facebook comments on our station page. And I know you don't have Facebook, but we all want to quit Twitter points here and there. But Facebook is way worse. Certain. It's long form.
Yeah, all right.
He's walked in and sat down.
I don't blame him for quitting Twitter. It makes sense. Royals Twitter can be irrational. Good for Danny Duffy. Get out of that headspace. Let's have a good 2019 season.
This is our boss, Steven Spector. Come on, man. I mean, okay.
Vern, hear me out on this.
What are we doing? Serta, you know I'm not there.
Vern, hear me out on this.
What are we doing here, guys?
Hear me out on this.
Spec, I told you yesterday on the air, off the air, man. Come on.
Hear me out on this.
I'm with him on Facebook.
Do you see that Mahomes got that new endorsement with Oakley?
Yeah, I saw it, but
I'm starting to get nostalgic about 2009 or 2018 because it's never going to be like that again. It was new. He didn't have all the endorsements. It was fresh. It was 50-plus touchdowns. And now he's gone Hollywood, which is good for him. Great for him. I'm not saying get back in your playbook. I'm not saying anything like that. But we're going to look back on 2018 and be like, boy, this was new. This was special. It's never going to be like that again. Oakley, the pizzas, ketchup, all that stuff. Again, good for him. I'm not saying get back in his playbook in the least. I'm just saying it'll never be like 2018 again. And that kind of makes me sad, especially in this offseason.
So you think people are enjoying this? I mean, come on, man. I'm in the middle of a discussion about Danny Duffy. And look, we're all impressed that you're the boss now. But, sir, you know what? Spectre,
I'm just curious how you feel about the Mahomes-Oakley deal, honestly. It's a big thing on the internet this morning. You're talking about Twitter. It was all over Twitter. It's a promoted tweet.
It's not. I get where he's coming from with that feeling because it was fresh. It was new last season. He was doing things you'd never seen before. I will say this. Those sunglasses are trash.
I like those sunglasses, actually. Be interesting to see whether the NFL lets them wear Oakley visors or anything like that. Because quarterbacks can't wear visors if they're shaded. They can be clear, but not if they're shaded. So it would be interesting to see how the NFL responds to.
Is that true?
Yeah, because you need to be able to look at the quarterback's eyes if you're in the secondary. So I don't think you're allowed to wear shaded visors.
Didn't Colin Kaepernick have a visor, though?
That
I
don't.
You just take the headphones off and enjoy this game.
Vern, what's the score?
64-49, Bethel on top, 3:55 yet to play. Steve Johnson at the line. He hits the second end of a 1-1, and he cuts it to a 14-point JBU deficit. Still plenty of time to play. We'll keep you updated out here. I mean, I could just watch this game, get ready for my play-by-play debut here in Kansas City, which is coming up on Saturday at 5:30 over on 1660. Now, it sounds like you've had all of these hot takes.
It's not a hot take. I'm just, as a Chiefs fan,
Cap did have a visor. It was clear.
It was clear. Yeah, you
good
can't. You
boss.
Can't have a you can't have a shaded visor if you're an NFL quarterback. All I'm saying is, I just hope we don't get to the point where he's walking in the stadium. You know, you turn on NFL Network in the morning and you see the walk in the wardrobe, and he's got a ketchup bottle in one hand, he's wearing Oakley's on the other, all that stuff.
Yeah,
and again, good
fun
for him. Get your money. Do all that stuff. I'm not telling him to be in his playbook in the least. We're never going to have 2018 again, and that makes me sad. It's like your first love. That's all I'm saying.
People are going to cry when he gets a new haircut. When he changes that hairstyle, people are going to freak out.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you did start telling Patrick Mahomes to get in the playbook. Obviously, you think...
No, yeah, he that, doesn't
that,
even
that new title that you got at 6'10".
His game is the
Come
playbook.
On,
we don't even need a playbook. His game is the playbook. I'm just saying, we're never going to have 2018 again, and that's sad.
Well, am I ever going to get control of this show again, sir?
I have a meeting at 10:30, so I got 5 minutes if you need it.
I don't need it. I had a lot to say about Danny Duffy and what happened with him on Twitter. And
I've got Danny Duffy thoughts.
Here's my issue, Spec. Is it okay if I mean, I'm not saying anything crazy, but just being honest. If we're doing this on the air, let me be honest on the air. I don't understand why this is happening the week that Ron is gone. You know, if you're so if you need to showcase your hog, this why didn't you do it when he was here? It seems. I don't want to say beneath you because God knows what's beneath you.
I've had the itch recently, so I just needed 2 minutes. I needed 2 minutes of your time.
It seems somewhat, with all due respect, and you know I respect you as the boss, it seems somewhat cowardice to do this, and all of a sudden
there's an open chair in here. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, okay.
On one of the busiest sports weeks of the year, you know.
It is an empty
leading
stadium.
Up to opening day, March Madness, Selection Sunday, and the chair that I'm sitting in is empty. That's all. I had an itch. I was hoping you'd let me scratch it, and you've allowed me to do it the last 3 days for 6 minutes combined.
Yeah. All right, well, if there's nothing else.
No, I'm good.
You better get ready
I'm
for
curious
your
what
there,
Kansas
guy.
City thinks about the new Oakleys.
I hadn't thought about that take. It's a really good point.
Serta. All right, Spec.
Thanks, Vern.
Yeah, whatever. Protein House. Eat with a Purpose. Text line 69306. Serta. God, Serta. I just spent that whole first segment talking about how we stick together. And you, man, you're really showing your true colors. Spectre, I don't care what he had to say. I mean, text line, it seems like the text line's agreeing. It's cowardice, isn't it? Just because he knows Ron's one that he loves his job, but he'll stand up to Spectre. He would have said something. I'm on remote. What can I do? Serta's the one in charge of the... Serta's the producer. Whatever. I don't even know. I'm just... I apologize. But the text line seems like you guys actually liked it. Are you freaking kidding me? Protein House.
Show and Vern. Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.